A long time ago, few months give or take, a young man and his microphone set forth upon a voice acting forum. After months of inactivity, he ended his reign of laziness and decided to go out and look for glory. This is his story. We interrupt this small moment of coherency to bring you random audition lines from the past. Woo! That's right, I'm Silly.
Hey you, what are you looking so dumb for? How about it? Want me to read your fortune? A bright future. A happy future. Huh. But don't hold it against me if it's not a great prediction.
Today, our peacekeeping squads infiltrated and destroyed a terrorist radio station in the outskirts of Mare Nebulum.
Here I am, driving down the road, when some douchebag pulls ahead of me without turning on their turn signal. I called the nice guys, and they pulled into the highway and shot his tires out.
Tend to, we enjoy a good conversation, killing whales, shooting down the British Navy, and it's just all sorts of things, torture and maiming. We invade villages and terribly, brutally murder everyone, well, except for the women.
Well, hello there. I got you now. Just stop running around. It isn't worth it. Whatever you are doing, it's not going to work. Why won't you die?
I've injected Genova's cells into my own body. Here are my results.
I've been around pretty much since time began. Sure, it was exciting at first, protecting warriors in battle, but now that Ostrom is peaceful, I have nothing to do but sit around guarding mystical territories from little toe-rag explorers like you!
Elsa, Kristoff, I need you to cover any evidence of this ever occurring. I cannot have the king finding out about my extra funds.
Me wait for you in big airship.
Wait a minute. I could sell these! Perfect for the fungal-footed explorer, aggravated by sweaty feet. Then try Maliki Wigwam's ventilated footwear. I'd make a fortune! Hang on. Nope. No good. I now have wet socks and cold toes.
Go! Get those vile insects!
And leave everything behind? Our work, the research, the results, our friends, our homes. McGee Bay is a big city. Maybe we can stand up against the attack.
Ship's log, April 25th. We have ambushed a young man and his crew and have slaughtered the crew. We have imprisoned him, and if he tries to escape, he will have to answer to me.
I like to go down to the pub and enjoy a few carnal things in life. You know, have a few beers, watch the ladies swinging about. It's really nice to look at, you know, sometimes. Just get away from it all. Everyone gets away from it all. Even the nobles. You should really just cut us some slack sometimes.
What in blazing dog rats? How'd I beat myself here? What's going on?
And there you have it. A fond memory of the one who calls herself the Hand of God, Celis. We will find out about Celis on part 2 of the Celis birthday special. I'm the Mask Reporter, signing out.
Hey, hey! Tea! Can I have some too? With lots of sugar and honey and... Oh yeah! Don't forget the lard.
It's really quite difficult if you try it yourself. I mean, go ahead. Try lifting a flat-screen TV all by yourself. I'll be watching. Don't worry. I'll just sit here, watch. I'll laugh when you fall down and break the television, alright?
This must be the entrance to Elkwood Forest. I just hope I can get through before those guards catch up with me.
5 more minutes, Mom.
Think it's still alive?
Probably. Judging from the urgency of our orders.
Today, our peacekeeping squads infiltrated and destroyed a terrorist radio station in the outskirts of Mare Nebulum.
Ah, a quadrillion pardons. Far be it from me to be such a hindrance. Far, far be it. As it happens, I merely have an acquaintance in this land. I was just saying hello.
Saying hello, eh?
Yes, truly. And I saw you, and I thought perhaps my magic can aid in this fight.